You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. A guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I forgot about that one. Have you been burying that, keeping that in a vault, waiting to break it out?
Yeah. It's a great one, isn't it?
You know, you get home late at night, you got a game waiting for you, you're hungry, you just eat a nice pair of edible undies. It's not, nothing has to be weird about it. Nobody has to make it a kinky, weird, dirty fetish thing. It's just, they just taste good.
What flavor are you rocking?
Strawberry.
Strawberry?
Yeah.
I'd probably go for a watermelon.
Strawberry banana.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
Watermelon's good.
You know, you'll have to bring some samples in.
Watermelon's good. It's a superfood.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if that translates to edible underwear, but yeah, I'll bring some in. I'll bring that when I ask to go to the 4th of July party. What can I bring? And they'll say, surprise us. And boy, will I.
You shouldn't have said that.
Done and done. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. Lots of fun to be had tonight. It's another gloomy day in Wisconsin, and that is radio weather as far as I'm concerned. It is a beautiful day when it comes to radio and discussing the things we love, movies and TV and music and comedy. We're doing the popcorn pick of the week tonight. That'll be fun. And we're talking indie film tonight. Tom Clark, comedian Tom Clark, will be here at 6:35. Tom, I just had the pleasure of doing a read-through. We have a mutual friend who I didn't know Tom knew, who has been on this show, Rich Tallarico. Tom is good friends with Rich as well, and Rich put together a read-through of his new movie script that we did over Zoom the other day, and Tom read the lead role, and it was very funny. So we'll talk to Tom about that, and anything else he's got cooking. We have a little, how funny is that clip I sent you?
It's good.
He is a great stand-up, and we'll play. I've got about a minute-long clip of Tom's appearance on Conan that we'll tease in the next segment before he joins us at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. I know Tom's going to come up with something good. And then Grace Painter Cazell. I want to make sure I'm saying this right, because I did reach out to her and I asked her phonetically how to say her name. And I think we nailed it. So we will we'll talk to Grace at 7:20 or 7:35. I can't remember when we booked Grace, but she will be here. And she is the founder of Ruby Red Films, which will be, they do a lot of stuff. Grace will be here at 7:20. They're doing a lot of stuff. They've got a project in the works now. She's a Milwaukee-based filmmaker and just reached out to the show about 2 weeks ago. So I'm glad we got her on, because her project sounds great, and I'm very excited to talk to Grace at 7:20 over the stream. And we've got, this is so funny. We talked about that when JB Thompson was here a couple weeks ago, the guy behind the guy, behind the guy.
Yep.
I made a throwaway comment about how I thought shaking hands was silly. And it is. Like, it's just kind of a weird thing. I don't know how it came to be. I've done a little research on the topic. Apparently, it's to show the person you're standing opposite from that you're not carrying a weapon. Because oftentimes people that are right-handed would reach across the body and pull out a sword, some kind of weapon. So if you reached out your right hand and put it out, you were showing them you were not carrying a weapon or a sword or a machete.
You know,
so it served its purpose back then. But mostly people don't walk around with weaponry like that.
Yeah, I would say it probably isn't the same meaning anymore.
Right. But we've just grown accustomed to it, so we still do it. I think it's strange.
So what do you think shaking hands actually means?
Well, it's just like a hello, how do you do? How's your father?
Is it some sort of respect?
I think it's just a peaceful greeting
but a peaceful greeting.
And I'm fine with all of that. I do think it's strange, like when you introduce two people. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while.
You know, the video that we're going to play that you sent me about the handshaking, I thought it was hilarious because he's like, don't do these. It's like, you know, right. I think I've done all of these.
Of course. And I had a friend who is going through insurance training, and he learned that when you shake a man's hand, and it, a lot of times that's the thing, it becomes kind of a pissing contest for men. It's who can squeeze harder, who has the, and that's what's silly too. And this guy said when they, the insurance company he was undergoing training for, they suggested when you grab someone else's hand, you kind of turn yours a little bit so your hand is on top, establishing dominance. Like they're going to buy renter's insurance from you because of that. It makes no sense.
You know, the one, I don't know if you've seen this before, when someone shakes a hand and then they'll like put the other hand too with it.
Oh, yeah. That's way too intimate.
That is weird.
That's like you're basically dating at that point. We don't need that. And then there's the, you know, there's the guy that tries to squeeze the living daylights out of your hand, catching you off guard. It's like, this shouldn't be a contest. But I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs, it's just kind of odd. Like in the Far East, they do the bow. That kind of says the same thing. It's nice to meet you.
That's what I feel like. That's more respect too.
Yeah. And I think the handshake that drives me the most crazy though, is you ever get that guy who will shake your hand and his index finger kind of crawls up your wrist a little bit. That's invasive.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And very off-putting.
You know, the worst one, I think, when you're shaking hands, I usually don't tend to initiate it myself.
Yeah.
But someone who recently washed their hand and then you get the wet hand.
Yeah, that even though that's a clean hand, it's still very unsettling.
Or you don't know if they washed their hand or if it's something else.
Well, you think they just peed on their hand and offered it to you?
It could have.
What kind of a psychopath would that have to be? Yeah, but there are those guys, they squeeze it so hard, it's like, it's sort of like a, you know, it's like buying a huge pickup truck. Or I think it's the same thing, you're compensating. If you're willing to grab someone's hand that hard, it's just not cool. So with that in mind, I think it's time to go to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, you guessed it. Ladies and gentlemen, perfect timing. This is National Handshake Day. I'm not making that up. There is a day that celebrates the shaking of hands. How do you feel about the handshake? I want to know. And what would be a better custom? I like the fist bump. It's kind of touch knuckles. It's a very quick kind of, again, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other. But I like the knuckles better than the handshake. Unless it's a friend. Look, and I'm a hugger. Like if I know someone well and I haven't seen them in a while, bring it in. Let's go, man.
Okay.
I'll give a hug.
Yeah.
But I find the handshake, you know, kind of strange. So let us know what you think about the handshake. How do you feel about the handshake? And what would be a better custom? What do you think would be more apropos? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Get on it. And text us on the stream too, folks. If you're listening on the stream, we love to get stream texts. Or if you're watching, I'm sorry, on the app, if you're watching on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, and or Twitter X, send in your thoughts. Would love to get them. So I think a bow is good. I think knuckles. How about some weird move? How about a dab? I think that could be kind of cool. Let's have a mini dance off to say we like each other.
Well, I don't like that one.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's not all about you, Conrad. So here's a video I found. I was looking for, like, you know, my buddy Mike Toomey finds these old instructional videos. And I couldn't find one on the handshake. And I probably have no more fingerprints because of my Googling today. But I found a kind of a mock old school handshake video. So let's hear that now.
Bill, what's got you so on edge?
I'm just so nervous to meet all these new people today. I'm afraid I'm going to shake their hands and they won't like me.
Bill, there's nothing to be afraid of. Over your lifetime and career, you will shake many a hand at social and professional gatherings. And during that brief moment of physical contact, people are going to form opinions of you. Your handshake could give them the impression that you're a warm, kind person, or a cold and aloof one. You'll want to know how to give a handshake that creates a favorable impression.
I know, that's a lot of pressure.
Bill, don't be such a little emasculated mass of inanity. It's time to be a man and learn how to shake a hand properly.
Well, all right then.
There are three keys to a successful handshake. As you take the other person's hand, make sure to grasp it fully. The web between your thumb and forefinger should connect with the web of the other person's hand. Don't give a finger shake. Be sure your handshake grip is firm, not a dead fish grip like a pansy. However, you don't want to crush the other person's hand with a gorilla death grip. Give the person's hand one pump and then release.
I have a couple things. If you use the word pansy and you really mean it, we're done. And don't say man card. That's another one.
Oh, you better give up your man card.
Okay. Those two commonalities I could do away with. But so there are rules, right?
You know, like it said in there, I've done all those. I've had a limp sure. hand sometimes, not, you know, going into it, and then all of a sudden they got the yeah. death grip, and I'm sitting there just like,
you know. And you can't, once they establish, once they go in and really squeeze your hand, you can't squeeze back because you're basically yeah. a dead fish at that point. You're at their mercy.
Your pointer finger and your pinky's just getting crushed.
It's awful. They're all, yeah, your fingers are like over the other ones. Tom Clark, our guest at 6:35, very funny stand-up comedian, actor, and Wisconsin native son, has a very funny joke about hands. He has a great bit. I would Google this if I were you folks. Go Google Tom Clark awkward moments, something like that. He does a great joke about shaking someone's hand and to make it extra weird, smell your hand after you shake their hand.
Oh, no.
And it's so great. He sells it so well on stage.
So, you know what? I think instead of a handshake,
mm-hmm.
like in the animal kingdom,
uh-huh.
they bump heads.
Like a ram? That might be too much.
That would be pretty cool.
Less intimate.
You say, hey, nice to meet you. Bump your heads together.
Headbutt, yeah. Break someone's nose. Yeah, that's great. So I want to tell you, all right, that's our question tonight, folks. It's National Handshake Day. This day exists. How do you feel about the handshake? And what would be a better custom? I called 911 today on my way down.
Really?
Someone was swerving. Dude, like, it was bad news. I was on the phone with the cops for about 5 minutes. And I told him what kind of car. And this guy was like, literally. And everybody's trying to avoid him. It was crazy. You know what? That's a guy whose hand I do not want to shake. I would like no. to give him a beating, though.
No.
But, all right. Let us know your thoughts on the handshake, folks. 855-752-4842. Tom Clark is here tonight making the popcorn pick of the week. We'll hear some of Tom's comedy next. And I'll read your text. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I do come from a long line of show business people. Actually, my great-great-grandfather was actually a Civil War reenactor during the Civil War. A little ahead of his time. My parents are older than me. If your parents are younger, you're probably adopted. But they are older. And growing up, they were very homophobic. I'm sorry, they're very homophobic. They hated words that sounded the same but meant something completely different.
That is such a great joke. I absolutely love that joke. I got to watch Tom. He did my football fundraiser for me in Marinette about a year and a half ago with his hilarious wife, Steph. They both did the show. And, man, what a great show that was. And watching, and Steph is hilarious, too. She did the middle spot, and then Tom closed. And getting to watch him for 45 minutes or an hour maybe even was just outstanding. So Tom will be here at 6:35 to do the popcorn pick of the week. And, all right, you have to, now I just told you the story before the break about how I called 911 on my way down here because a minivan, some single dude in a minivan was swerving all over the place. Then he's going 60, then he's going 90. And it's like, I don't hesitate anymore. Yeah. I call 911 and I stayed on the phone for about 5 minutes and this 911 operator got all this information. But you had a story that you told me about during the break. Tell that story. That's very funny.
Well, I don't know, it unlocked a memory for me. And when I was younger, I don't know, 10, I think, I was with my cousin and we were at a bowling alley and we were out like those between two doors, you know, and they usually have a payphone in there.
Yeah.
And we didn't think that if we didn't have the money in there, it would actually call 911. So we typed it in. There's no money in it and it still went through. And when I said, "Hey, this is 911, what's your emergency?" I just handed it to my cousin, and all I heard from him was, "This is Colin."
He told the 911 operator his name.
So they showed up at the bowling alley, and we weren't there anymore. But they they found out who it was, and yeah, my aunt and my they took us to the police station, and we got lectured by the
cop. You got
a
talking to.
Why it's not good.
That's so
to
great.
Call 911 in a non-emergency.
I absolutely love that.
We were so scared. We thought we were getting locked up.
We thought you committed. It's like a felony.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. How old were you?
I think I was like 9 or 10, something around there.
That's great. Our question of the night, it's National Handshake Day, folks. How do you feel about the handshake? And what would be a better custom? On the stream, Dave says, pull my finger.
Okay.
It's actually less invasive. I don't know if we need to bring bodily functions into the equation, Dave, but sure, why not? Pull my finger. Going to the social media responses from earlier today, Amanda says, surprise attacks.
Like a surprise tickle?
A tickle or just a takedown? It's kind of an escalation.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah. I'm going to kneecap you. Thank you, Amanda. Mike Desitel says, I like the handshake. It's civil. I knew Mike was going to like the handshake. Mike is a ridiculously good citizen. And
I'd like
to
shake
his hand.
I knew
he was going to like the handshake.
Yeah, I'd like to shake his hand.
Yeah, he says it's civil. That it is. However, I'm not opposed to arm wrestling. Now you made it weird, Mike. Our pal Vince Maranto says, grab ass. Yeah, why not? I mean, come on. It's just a butt. In your clothes, go for it, Vince. Let us know how that works out for you.
I wouldn't recommend doing that.
I don't want to be the first one in, I'll tell you that much. Dave Hendrick, oh, my buddy Dave. Love Dave. He says, I like secret handshakes.
Yeah, those are good.
Secret handshakes are great, but
how would you get a
with
secret
a stranger? You know, yeah. You just kind of improv it, I guess. Yeah. That could be kind of cool too. I like all these so far. These are great answers, as usual, here from the Nightlight listeners. And Andrea from Grafton says, since there are far too many healthcare, that is not intended for us. Sorry, Andrea, we're not going to read. It's a little too political for Nightlight, but thank you to you for getting involved. And texting, I assume that was meant for Maggie.
Yes.
Hopefully Maggie will see that. Cam from Appleton says, that's not for us either. Hey, Conrad, did we get any texts that were mentioned for us, or meant for us tonight?
Yes, yes. Tom from New Berlin
what
said,
the H?
Shaking hands is great. But try bumping uglies.
That's too far, Tom. He says, with you, Pete. So he doesn't like him either. But he's going a little too far. I was thinking of something less invasive or intimate, and Tom's just putting it all out there. I don't think I like that. And I think a hug is okay if you do like the bro hug, if you shake hands and you keep the arms between you when you hug.
You know, last week when I was lifting weights, I asked someone to spot me for bench press.
Mm-hmm.
And I got what I wanted. I said, I want to do about four. And I did it. And the guy showed some respect. He gave me some knucks.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, that's great. Not a lot of people do that in the gym because they're always like, oh, this guy, he can lift more than me or he can't lift as much as me.
So you lifted more than him.
No, I don't know if I did. I'm just saying that's like some mentalities, you know, and like the that gym atmosphere. Oh, but God. He's just like, good job.
Dude, there are some, I love when I work out because there's never anybody there.
Yeah.
But when I was living in LA, I remember I was on like an extra cycle or whatever, and the guy next to me, and this guy looked like a Bigfoot. Like he had hair everywhere.
Okay.
He was a sweaty mess. And he reaches over. Or he goes, can I take a look at your sports? This is when newspapers, you know, you put the newspaper over the bike and I always save the sports because I like that the best. So he starts to reach for it. And then he goes, can I take a look at your sports? And I go, yeah, as soon as I'm done. He goes, oh, is that how it is? Yeah, sweaty McGee. Freak.
He could just say, all right, let me know when you're done.
Right. Or here's an idea. The LA Times at that time was a quarter.
Get your own.
You got a Bally's membership. Get yourself a newspaper. And I want to talk about Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost clickbait too. But we'll save that. Remind me that. I got tricked into clicking. That's happened before. All right, folks. When we come back, it's the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Our pal Tom Clark is here. The very funny comedian and Wisconsin native son gives us a movie to check out. You won't want to miss that. Tom is always a blast. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night, the Christmas Eve of weeknights. The Kid Conrad Krieger riding shotgun. And this, our question of the night is, it's National Handshake Day. How do you feel about the handshake? What would be a better custom? And I'm only rereading the question because we usually play the Popcorn Pick of the Week music to intro this segment that we've been doing for quite a while now. But Conrad seems to be back in Payphoneville when he called 911 with his cousin. Do we not get the popcorn pick? All right, hold on.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
That's right, buddy. Don't think I won't throw you under the bus if I have to. I think that's the first time you've ever forgotten. It is the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Folks, it is great to have you with us because now, all right, by the end of this segment, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have a new movie to check out, either one you haven't seen or maybe one you've seen and forgotten about or one you've never heard of. We've run the gamut here with this segment that we do every week here on Thursday nights at 6:35. And here tonight to make the popcorn pick and just catch up in general is one of my favorite comedians. He's a Wisconsin native son, and he joins us over the stream, Mr. Tom Clark. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing very well. How are you, Tom?
Good. Now, I've got an idea, you know, I for the handshake day, but this is how to avoid handshakes.
Okay.
Meeting you shake someone's hand. Smell your hand.
I have to come clean, that'll... Tom. I told them your joke earlier. I kind of mentioned that. But of course I footnoted because it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen when you do that joke. And the way you smell your hand is just gorgeous. So that's a great one. Are you – all right. Now I told people also that you – I didn't know you were a friend of Rich Talarico's as well. You probably know him better than I do, but Rich has been on this show several times. Great guy. And we did this fantastic read-through of his new script. I won't divulge any details, but it was over Zoom. And you played the lead role, and you were fantastic, buddy.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I've known Rich the funny thing, I saw Rich perform at Second City like in 1999 – I think Stephanie Weir was in that company at that time. And he did this, they were playing freeze tag, and he did this thing where he's sitting down and Stephanie Weir's like this, and they say freeze, and Stephanie Weir says, I'm a ballerina. And Rich says, "That's not going to bring your mother back." And that line just killed me. He's like, "I'll be upstairs polishing my gun."
Oh, man, that's great.
And I told him that when I finally ran into him out here. And from that, we sort of developed a friendship. And then he took my stand-up class, which is actually where that idea for the movie came from, was, I won't go into the details, yeah. but I asked people to stand in front of the class and the class members say, "What do you see in this person?" So you look at somebody, you might say, "Oh, this guy looks like Biff from Back to the Future," or "This guy looks like a lumberjack," or whatever. So from that, one of the things he got was was how he got his idea for the movie.
That is incredible. So that was years ago, and the script is just finally, it's funny. And that's just what happens with writing sometimes. You table something or you shelve it and you go back to it. But yeah, it was a very funny script and a great idea.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I was surprised to see you in there. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Well, he must know about your movie career as well.
He did. Well, he said that, and he said he remembered me from being a Chicago stand-up, and I kind of remember him. I think he was just starting out in improv, but he and I did some really bad pilot together. That's where I remembered him from, and I don't even know if he remembered me from that, but he was just a really nice guy, and I'm happy to be his friend, and he's a great guest when he's on the show, and a really talented guy.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk movies and TV snacks, Tom, before we get into some other things you have going on. How do you typically like to watch movies? What's your approach? Theater, home?
I mean, now it's all home. I don't think I've been to a movie theater in 5 years or
really?
6 years.
Pre-COVID?
Pre-COVID. Yeah, I just don't go at all. I did go to see, what the heck movie was it? The Deadpool 2. We were in Vegas and we went to a movie. This guy wanted to see Deadpool 2, and it was fine. I don't know. The big seats, and I miss like the sticky floors and the, right. You know, the popcorn everywhere. Like I'm not used to like a comfortable seat, you know, go back to the old way.
Seats are a little too comfortable now, I think. You know, you can recline and everything. That was fun, though. I remember working the road and going to movies with comics during the day, and I missed that. That was kind of a fun routine, you know.
Yeah, it's everything's on your computer. Everything you can just watch, and you know, I remember this was like probably 1981 or two. I was friends with this. There's like one black family in my neighborhood and we were friends, and they took me downtown on a Saturday night. And we saw Skate Town USA at an all black movie theater. And it was the most culturally awakening experience of my life. Cause just hearing people yell at the screen and just the interaction with the movie itself, it was the most entertaining movie I've ever watched. You go to like, you know, walk a show and watch a movie, it's so like bland, but there it was like it was so active. Like I felt involved with the movie, and like people are narrating stuff. It was the funniest experience of my life.
That's great.
But I miss that.
Yeah totally. What genre do you like to watch, Tom? Do you have a favorite or a typical genre that you watch in the Clark household?
Usually comedy, usually somewhat poignant. Is poignant a genre?
Sure.
I mean, sort of. We like funny, but we also like something that has a little dramatic flair to it. I'm trying to remember what we watched recently. We watched this movie Thelma about this 90-year-old woman who goes on a quest to get her money back from a scammer.
With Richard Roundtree. I thought the idea. Yeah.
Yeah, Richard Roundtree. That's right. It was good. It was a little slow paced, but I did enjoy. I enjoy a movie with like a good concept, like especially like a character that doesn't get used a lot, of like an elderly woman and man going out on a quest to kind of be the idea was like they're doing their Tom Cruise Mission Impossible.
Right.
To get their money back. And they're going around in like a motorized cart. And I enjoyed it. But it was, you know, it's always hard to execute in the execution of it.
Totally. I have to be honest. I loved that concept. When I read that, I was like, I cannot wait to see this. It got like 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. And right. I went and I was bored to tears. I was like,
yeah,
this is a real clunker. And I don't know if like they were thinking, oh, this is so cute. This 90-year-old woman is trying to get her like that. Yeah, that's great. But it just was kind of slow, right? I don't know.
Super slow in yeah. the editing. And like, I get the idea of like, they move slow, but it was right. just, yeah, it, like you said, it was just like such a great log line, but yeah. just died on the screen.
And something we've all wanted to do as well is when we get scammed or go after scammers. But what do you, what is your snack of choice, Tom? When you watch a movie at home, whether you're alone or with Steph or whatever, what's your snack?
I mean, it's popcorn. It's the standard.
Yeah.
We're not, I can't, I know some people like to put chocolate in the popcorn or do like Reese's peanut butter cups. I can't do it anymore. I'm just, I'm just going to get way too heavy. So, yeah, I do popcorn. We cook it in we just cook it in the pot and just, do it old school style, little olive oil on it.
Love
and,
it. I love it. Simple. Tom Clark is my guest. He is a very funny stand-up comedian and actor and a Wisconsin native son. He came from Milwaukee and started his comedy career there. He's joining us tonight to make the popcorn pick of the week. I'm with you, too, about the popcorn. And I don't mind buying, like, gourmet popcorn if it's already in the bag and already made, if people really know what they're doing. Do you have and the nice thing is, Tom, and maybe you can go back to your movie-going days when you did go to the theater. Did you ever sneak mm-hmm. booze into the theater?
I did not. I went on a date one time, and this was not Steph. This was pre-Steph. And she decided to buy, she's like, oh, I want to buy, you know, Southern Comfort or something and oh, wow. have it in the theater. She comes in, and it's a handle of Southern Comfort. And we're sitting in the theater. I don't even remember what movie it was. I think it was Role Models. And she just, I just hear, she gets a big, large Coke. I just hear like 3/4 of it poured on the floor of the theater. Not even like subtle, go to the bathroom. And then I just hear glup, 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 into the soda glass. I'm like, oh my, this is like our second date.
Oh my gosh.
And that's not even the worst one. The second worst one was went to see Good Will Hunting at the Oriental Theater. The girl fell asleep halfway through the movie.
After the Southern Comfort? And I was so tempted.
What's it? Not even a comfortable seat. It's the Oriental Theater. It's like, you know, gum on the floor. She just dozed off. I'm like, this is not good.
Did you just sneak away then? Or what did you do?
Oh, I was so tempted to just leave the theater and just let her wake up, you know. How do you like them apples?
I was saying, did she pass out after drinking half a bottle of Southern Comfort? Like, you probably could have seen that coming.
Yeah, these are two separate dates. One was the Southern Comfort lady who managed to stay awake. And the other was the girl who just fell asleep midway through the movie. So,
oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that was, I don't think it's ever worked out with going with a girl to a movie theater. I went with Steph to see, I was in a movie called Freaks of Nature, and it was with Dennis Leary.
Oh, yeah.
I had a big scene in the movie, and then Steph, like, this was when there was, like, the shooting at the movie theaters, and she just panicked. She couldn't sit in the theater, so I couldn't even watch the rest of the movie, because she had sort of a panic attack with that. Geez. So. It's just me and girls at movie theaters. Just doesn't seem to work out
just
at all.
Just go to a play next time or something. Go to a museum, Tom.
Yeah.
What kind of cocktail do you like when you watch a movie at home? Do you have a good old Wisconsin old fashioned or just a beer? What do you do?
I wish I had a good answer. I it's literally like water. It's like nothing. It's not so not like I've cleaned up my act a lot.
It sounds like you were affected by that Southern Comfort girl. Like you thought, I got to fly maybe. Right and scared straight, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I can't, you know, I not, yeah, there's nothing really, you know, so maybe once in a while, root beer float. I'll do
oh,
a
there you go.
Float. They're getting fancy. But, you know, if I'm a good boy.
Yeah. I mistook you for yeah. someone who liked to party, Tom. I didn't know you were a you're from Wisconsin. I thought maybe yeah. I set you up there for a cocktail. But all right, Tom Clark is here, folks. The very funny Tom Clark. We're going to do a very short break. We're going to come back and get his popcorn pick of the week. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba, and we are talking popcorn pick of the week here with our guest, Wisconsin native son, Milwaukee native son, the very funny Tom Clark has joined us over the stream. We're just about to get his popcorn pick of the week. Tom, have you ever cried during a movie? What makes you cry? You're kind of a big, burly, macho guy. What sets you? What makes the rain come?
Oh my God. Anything.
Really?
If you're good at pulling at the heartstrings, I will let out an audible sob during the movie. I think I was with Steph and I wish I could remember the movie off him, but I was just like,
did she like seeing your sensitive side? Was that a good moment in your relationship?
Oh, yeah. She appreciated that.
That's great.
She dated a lot of D-bags. So so she was, I think, surprised that I was audibly sobbing.
All right. And what about when you were, like I said, you're a big guy. You played football at St. Norbert's, as I understand it.
That's right.
And I don't think I would mess with you, certainly, mostly because I just think you're a nice guy. But that aside, have you ever been in a theater and people are talking? Have you ever shushed anybody or given them a look or threatened them?
No. this is kind of unrelated, but we were watching the movie Shallow Hal.
Oh yeah,
which is the Jack Black movie where he, you know, he's dating Gwyneth Paltrow, who's really heavy, but he's only able to see their inner beauty. And
right.
We're about three quarters of the way through the movie, and this guy in front of me whispers to his wife, he's like, "Oh, he only sees their inner beauty." I was like, "How are you just getting that? Like, we're way past you realizing, like." It was the funniest
thing.
I laughed out loud. Steph and I laughed out loud when we heard that guy.
I think I've told this before on the show, but I went to, I don't know if you remember, good Milwaukee comic, Mick Lazinski. I don't know if you ever met Mick.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he and I were working Indianapolis together. We went to see Pulp Fiction during the day. It was like a 1 o'clock showing. And I think it was just the two of us and then these two other guys in the theater. And it was the scene where Travolta, you thought he had died, and then all of a sudden he's alive again. It's, you know, nonlinear. They're just telling the story and jumping around. And this guy could not wrap his head around that. So we're like 10 feet. We just hear the guy go, "What? Wait a minute. What's going on here?" Out loud, Tom. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you think it's like an editing gaffe or something? Like, trust me. They think they know what they're doing. Have a little faith, buddy. All right. I think it's time to get our popcorn pick of the week from our pal, Tom Clark. Conrad, if you please. It's the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week by Tom Clark. Tom, what can you recommend?
I'm going to recommend 1984 Repo Man.
Oh.
From 1980. with Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
I believe in one of his first roles.
Yeah. Wow. Nice pick. Have you seen that? Like, I've seen it once and I thought it was really cool. I probably saw it in the 80s and I have not seen it since. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it recently and does it hold up?
You know, here's a funny thing. They would broadcast. There was one point on Channel 18 in Milwaukee where they would broadcast R-rated movies, uncut, unedited. And we did not have cable in our house. We didn't have HBO. We didn't have Select TV or any of that stuff. So you could hear swearing. And Repo Man has so much swearing.
Yeah.
And I was blown away by it. And I just thought it was so cool because I was kind of raised pretty Catholic, so I wasn't really going to a lot of R-rated movies. So I recorded it off the TV and I probably watched it like, you know, 15 or 20 times. It has like this punk rock soundtrack. Yeah. and just so many great lines. Harry Dean Stanton's in it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just such a bizarre movie. I just love it. It sort of makes fun of Scientology and sort of the end of the world. And it sort of reminds me of being a comic because it's sort of these low level repo men and their lives, their life sort of repoing cars. And there's a line in there. It's like, you know what I hate? Ordinary people.
That's fantastic.
They avoid intense situations. A repo man gets into intense situations. Like, I was like, that's like a comedian. That's the same thing. So,
wow.
Love that movie.
Great choice. 98% on the tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's a brief synopsis because I needed to hear this too. I knew he was repoed cars, but after being fired from his job, Los Angeles slacker and punk rocker Otto, Emilio Estevez lands a gig working for an eccentric repossession agent named Bud, Harry Dean Stanton. This makes me, I had forgotten about this movie and now I want to see it again because I would love to see if it holds up. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Great choice, my friend.
Yeah. And all the repo guys, they all have beer names. There's a guy named Bud, a guy named Miller, a guy named Oli, but that's Olympia beer back when that was a beer in the 80s. So that's a fun thing to watch for.
That's a great thing, too. I remember when we would, you know, and when you first get a VCR, you just want to tape everything you see on TV because you think you're going to watch it. But, like, rarely do you actually record something that's great and watch it over and over like this film. Let's see. Tracy Walter. Yeah. Harry Dean Stanton. Boy, not a lot of big stars in this, though.
No. Tracy Walter is amazing, too. If you've never seen, he's like a buddy of Jack Nicholson, and he's just this bizarre character in the movie and just a bizarre person.
That's so funny.
In real life, yeah.
Tom, we're going to do the news and I'd like to come back and play something you sent me over text, one of your first acting gigs, as I understand it.
Yes.
And we'll talk a little bit about what you have going on if you can spend a few more minutes with us and we'll get you out here at a reasonable hour. Sound good?
For sure.
Okay, buddy.
I'll be...
Tom Clark is here, folks, the very funny comedian who hails from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, making his home in L.A. now. It's always fun to have Tom on the show. We'll come back, and I'm going to play a commercial Tom did when he was much younger, but still just as good looking. That's coming up next. And then we're talking independent film with Grace Painter Cozell at 720. She is the founder of Ruby Red Films. Fun night here. Great to have you with me. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.